So, this is Susan Morgan interviewing Don Bacardi in his home in Santa Monica. Did you say Santa Monica or Santa Monica County?
Either.
Yeah. Okay. Sam. And it's May 20th?
Yes.
May 21st, 2009. And this is for the Archives of American Art, the Smithsonian Institution Oral Histories Program. And they have a fairly straightforward chronology that they begin with, and so we talk about when and where you were born.
In Los Angeles, 18th of May, 1934.
And then they want to know about your childhood and your parents.
I grew up in the Atwater district of Los Angeles, very close to Glendale. My father was born in New Jersey. His name was Jess. My mother was born in Michigan, but grew up in Cleveland. I think they moved to Cleveland when she was 2 or 3. And her maiden name was Deland, Glade Deland. Some aunts tried to persuade her mother that Gladys was much more respectable name than Glade, and it was an early rebellious position that my mother took, saying, and she used to imitate herself as a child, saying, "My name is Glade," rather than, because the aunts had already started calling her Gladys. And Glade, I think, is wonderful.
First
name. Glade and Jess, yes. And my middle name is Jess, and I always wish I had the sense when I left home at 18 to start calling myself Jess. I've never liked Don. Where's Jess? I didn't get on well with my father, so that's probably what kept me from doing it.
To have it be distinct from him.
Yes.
But Jessica, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your father worked for, did he work for Lockheed?
Lockheed, their honeymoon trip, they were married in Cleveland. And they set out on their honeymoon trip, California or bust, in a Model T Ford. And I have wonderful snapshots that they took along the way of each other.
So what year was that? That was
That would have been 1928. And of course the Depression was just beginning. And I think in 29 or 30, they even the aircraft company my father was working for shut down, and they had to retreat to Cleveland and stay with my mother's parents and start out again the next year, by which time the aircraft company had reopened and my father was rehired, and he stayed there until he retired in the 50s. And during the war, he was often working swing shift and even the graveyard shift, which was wonderful for my brother, my mother, brother, and me, because we were on our own, and we were brought up by my